Meine Damen und Herren, wie ich eben schon kurz sagte, ich habe die Freude, Ihnen...
Oder Deutsch.
Ach so, ja, das ist eine interesting question. Willy has announced that he will do his presentation in English. But you have a choice. Yeah? If you want it in English, he does it in English. If you want it in German, he does it in German. Is anybody here who likes to hear him in English? That's clear. He will do it in English. That's perfect. And Willy Milt IBM certified and Open Group Master certified IT architect. He works in IBM. He was with me in the first days when we did put Linux on the mainframe, and in those days when we put Linux on the mainframe, we had a vice president in IBM who told us, take your hands away from Linux, that's programming for communists. So this was a starting point, and over the last 11 years, I think the opinion in IBM about Linux and open source has changed very much, and Willy will talk to that.
Thank you. Okay, welcome to this session. We are talking today about how IBM embraces open source. So first of all, looking at what the title is saying, it's a little bit a contradictory title in itself. IBM is a company which is doing worldwide hardware, software, and services. So therefore, being a company doing its own software, what is between a company with its own software as a proprietary software and open source? What does that have in common? Now, open source is becoming a very important part, even in companies, in the big companies like IBM. When we're looking at the goals, the focus that IBM has, we have three major areas. First of all, it's the open standards that the products and even production-wise IBM is looking for. It's a global virtualization, and we will see this in the next charts that IBM started a long time ago with virtualization, and now where we see virtualization coming across all over the platforms, it is a welcome topic in all areas, so therefore the participation is there very huge and serious. So therefore, global virtualization, and last but not least, management. So the point is, if you're looking here at the lower part, you see IBM storage there. So IBM is producing storage and four server lines. What is interesting is that all four server lines run Linux. And then on top of them, we have software for the different brands of software and services. So the major focus here is on open source. So what is open source? What is the basic idea behind it? Very simple. For open source, and you all know that, programmers can redistribute and modify the source code, but important is what you do in a big company if you want to work, and you want to work with open source for open source. It is a different approach than you would do it as your individual if you do it from your home. And therefore, it is one thing to look at technologies that are coming with open source, and the other point is how you promote it, how you go forward, how you think about it. The basic idea behind open source is that people are developing it, but they are also responsible if there are errors in it. So the community develops, debugs, and because it is open and because multiple people can look at it, they can decide, is it worth to go with it? Is it something that we want to go forward, we want to promote or not? And therefore, it's a public estimation how good the software is working in open source. But what we see is generally that it has a high quality with the good and high performance that we find in open source. Superior security, and therefore very interesting in production sites for customers. The open source is part of open computing, so that's more than just open source as a program. When we are talking about open computing, we are talking about companies which try to get together to get to a common understanding how different platforms and different applications can work with each other. That's why we are talking about open standards, and then we are talking about open architectures, where with different, even in virtualization, if you think an open architecture makes a lot of sense to have virtualized environments which you can publish on different architectures, on different servers, if you want. One of the major discussions and open standards that came along was software-oriented architecture, and if this is something that tells you less, the service-oriented architecture is basically how you communicate between two operating systems, and extremely was Linux and Windows, without knowing the interfaces. So basically to transform data into a format that every platform can know it, and that was decided to be XML, and find out a protocol that can use it, that was the simple object-oriented protocol, SOAP. So with open computing, we are in an area where companies now look for and where the focus is from all directions. But what are customers doing these days? If you're looking at customers' environment, it is very important to look at both sides, private source and open source. So creating software as private source can be innovative, but it needs to be needs to have differentiation between what is open source delivering and what is the private source delivering. On the other hand, the value to the client is not very much dependent whether there is open or private source when it comes to functionality. It is dependent when it comes to services, when it comes to who can I call if I have a problem. When it comes to a very high available environment, when we are thinking about banking, and if they are running on open source only, if they get an error, who they call? They call open source. Who is that working? So this mindset is coming along, or is in the market, and therefore the different equilibriums that are there have to be find new. Open source together with private source. So if you look at the differentiation, what the benefit is that customers have with open source, it's on the left side, it's the access to software. It's a lightweight access, easy to use, and rapid prototyping if you're in a conceptual way. It's the flexibility that you have. It's the modularity, range of support, options might be there or not. Quality of service, quality of software is an important part. Customers are trying to find out what is better, how is the source, how is the application working, how it's behaving, how it's scaling, because the requirements from a customer perspective are different than just having one single machine running the software. Community innovation in open source is high, so therefore the opportunity for interaction with the developers in an open source is given. The open source community support and features is one of the areas where customers are looking very carefully. When we're looking at the challenges that we see, it is really the support. Direct product contacts, ensured support in emergency. So if customers want support within a certain amount of time, for example, in an hour to solve a problem, this is difficult if you do not have one single contact where you take care about the entire software stack. Skills can be a challenge. Qualified specialists for certain areas using open source could be a challenge. It is often easier to find skills in common and in open, in standard areas than in proprietary areas. The maturity There are potential customers, or there are customers there having software which is running 10, 20 years. So therefore, the maturity of this software is high, the reliability is high, and therefore, it might be a challenge to find the same maturity in an open source environment. That's why I think the mix is what customers today take advantage of. And that's why IBM has a focus on building this right mix in their software portfolio. And if you're looking at IBM sites, you find inside IBM, and you see on the bottom, you see the link, that IBM is promoting open source and standards. Which ones are used, what kind of standards are there, how the open source can be embraced in and outside IBM. So therefore, a promotion from open source, and I think at this point, I can say open source can be proud that, you know, the software makers are looking and are working together with the standards, are looking at and using these standards. Now, the standards are starting with the hardware already before we go to the software. So when we're looking at hardware platforms, Power.org, for example, is a hardware platform that IBM opened up for open source to get innovation, to get ideas how customers would work, would like to work more efficient, how they would work in their environment with a technology which is a power technology. And those which don't know what it is, that's a specialized environment, a specialized processor called a power processor, running Unix environments and, of course, running Linux. It is an IBM environment, but here you see the open source or the open area where IBM opened the information about this platform to get more open systems or more open ideas involved there. The technical working group was released with the open platform specification, and that's called Power Architecture Platform Reference. Freescale Semiconductor is joined it in 2006 already, so that's a community that's not done, that's not new. It is something that is growing, and it's something that we see customers and organizations like to join. Another area, or the area of Power.org, how it looks like with hot topics which are covered in seminars, for example, that are delivered from different companies which are developing for this platform. Heterogeneous processors which are developed are made available for the public, so the knowledge about it, them. Hybrid systems, and everybody today is talking today about hybrid systems and big data. We're talking about big data. We're talking about big data on different platforms. That's one of them, and here they are made public how you can support this platform in terms of hybrid and in terms of big data. The Globus Aligned and Grid offerings. Now, a couple years ago, grid computing was a hype. To work on different computers with partial results, that was an area where IBM invested also and opened that to the Open Grid Forum. So that's another area where in the OGSA, you can find open set and standard protocols for a grid environment. So customers and software developers can develop for grid based on this open environment, on the specifications, and a big promoter of it and a developer of it was IBM. So you see the Globus toolkit that is made available in the middle of the page, where you can find information about how an open grid can work, what technologies can be used in that case, and how you can take advantage of such technology. When we're looking at virtualization, now virtualization is today a very modern topic. Everybody is talking about virtualization. Look what happened within IBM. We started with virtualization in 1967. That's a long time ago. And if I look at all of you here, there are a couple of people which didn't even know what a computer is at that time, or even didn't were on this world. So therefore, virtualization is a hot and a long topic that IBM worked on. Nevertheless, it was available on the flagship of IBM on the mainframe. In 1907, virtualization was introduced on the power products, power and power processors, which we saw before, PowerOrg. And you see in 2000, that's basically where IBM started engaging in open source more and more. So since more than 12 years now, IBM is engaged and is promoting and is supporting open source products and open source technologies. Intel added in 2004 hardware virtualization, and in 2005, so it's almost 7 years, just 7 years ago, Red Hat started with KVM and invested in KVM as a virtualization layer. Now, this development was something that IBM liked as well, and they started in 2006 to invest in KVM. Right now, we have a big investment, so we are promoting within open community KVM as the virtualization, and we see a bright future for the virtualization based on KVM, which is open source and will stay open source. The virtualization that was started in 67, that is today the virtualization that is like a goal that other virtualizations are looking for. And you see in the middle the virtualization layer called ZVM. Within this virtualization layer, you first can have different operating systems, the traditional operating systems running on this platform, and also Linux as an operating system. The advantage is you can share here everything. That means you can share your access to the disk, you can share memory, and you can share processors. Now tell me another platform where you can share processors and you can even overcommit them. I can define in this virtualization 3 times more memory than I really have on the machine without impacting performance. This is a virtualization that, you know, has concepts in it, and we're looking forward in KVM. It might be a bright future when learning from a such area. Dynamically adding and removing resources like memory and CPU is another characteristic of this virtualization technology. So that you see a little bit while we're talking when we talk about proprietary or open source technologies. Now the maturity of open source came to customers, and customers likes it more and more. Therefore, starting with open source, you see it emerged from the system hardware to systems management, and then to enterprise search like Lucena, client collaboration, application servers, and I'm coming to them, and the operating system, web servers, and development tools, which are now available in open source, but also are integrated in the proprietary software that is sold and has underneath open source. Open source at IBM, an area where I encourage you to have a look at, and where you can see the different areas that were shown prior in that chart regarding web application servers, system management, software development. So when we're looking at the projects, IBM participated in more than 250 projects belonging to open source. So therefore, you see from beginning in 98, 2001, when the Java and XML came along, Apache, Xerxes, SOAP. So these projects were supported and engaged, or IBM was engaged in them. Going forward, web services, reliability, multi-scalability was a big area where IBM was in. And right now, in the last years, it's coming more into the area of web enabling, and then to enterprise resources or open AJAX interfaces, which are starting into the collaboration and business by doing business with collaboration platforms, with web platforms based on open source. The focus in IBM is to have Linux on all IBM systems. And this because the applications that run on Linux are valued very high. That means applications will come to these platforms when Linux is running on the platforms. So therefore, it is very important to have them. And you see here 5 of the of the processors that IBM is doing. And if you have at home a playing console, inside is a cell processors manufactured by IBM. Linux is important because the flexibility of choice, and we see here a growing market, we see here customers going from, because of flexibility and choice, and because of security, they go to Linux, embrace Linux, and embrace the applications on Linux, coming from Unix, proprietary Unix platforms, or from Windows platforms. So we see here a shift, and therefore, I encourage you going forward with open source applications, because that's what I see as a future, flexible, secure, and reliable. The facts are that 75% of the Linux code was developed by programmers working in corporations for free. That means this investment came from corporations. That's estimated to about $7.3 billion. And therefore, the forecast is that Linux server will grow in revenue, and Linux as an operating system will become popular on all platforms more and more. So looking at the Linux distribution, you see the ball in the middle. That was the starting point, the kernel. So everybody that develops now within open source can participate and bring Linux up into an area where it can run business applications, it can run the different areas for developers, for system management, or for web enablement. And therefore, Linux like this is like a plate that will grow, and I see that IBM is looking to support this in all areas. When we're looking at Linux as an operating system, it has areas which are platform or architecture specific. So the architecture specific code is developed within the companies. Within our companies, we develop these sites or these backends, the architecture specific code for each of the platform we have. So for the P platform, for Z platform, this architecture backend code is developed, but the rest of it is taken from the Linux environment as it is today. So you're running a Linux as you all know it, no matter what platform it is, and therefore the skill transfer is very easy. The skill in the market is available. Extensions for one of the platforms, for example, here for the flagship platform is shown here, and you see in the disk area very, very powerful functionality that was added for disk mirroring, parallel access, dynamic memory attach and detach. So these are characteristics which were not available in a Linux area, which now open community can take advantage of them because they were developed and included into Linux. The strategic alliance partners for IBM in the Linux distribution area are SUSE and Red Hat. So IBM is working with these partners. Why with these two? Because of a service perspective. If customers want to have open source and open platform software and they want to have service, they can have the service from IBM or from these two partners. So they have a direct connection to these partners if they have problems or if they have questions regarding to their environment. That is always important at customer production sites, service. How is the environment serviced? Now, I think we have a technical issue. Oh no, okay. Windows started again, so I thought, oops. Okay, so when we are coming to software, the different software now from IBM, I want to go to some of them and show you here Apache Community. Apache is one of the web servers, web application servers available with Tomcat. Now, IBM included Apache into its own web application server called WebSphere. And not just Apache, so Apache Geronimo, Apache Tomcat is included, and within this environment, so with with the Apache functionality and on top functionality from IBM, there is a WebSphere Community Edition, which is free downloadable. That means you can participate, you can even see what the technology is above Tomcat. So WebSphere Community Edition is basically a web application server in a full functional, which is available as, not as open source, but as a free web application server for customers. And you see here, the service pack available, so you see even service that is coming to these web servers, to these web application servers made available for download. Databases. There are different databases on the market, and database of IBM is called DB2. This is made available for open source, DB2 Express C, that you can use and see what the technology is behind it, how it is behaving. So customers and users can compare the database technology with others. And last but not least, development. How you develop applications today? By the way, Eclipse. Who is not using Eclipse here? So you're doing Windows. Okay. Because there are two major areas here with Eclipse. Okay. So Eclipse is one of the pseudo standards in development these days. And by the way, the Eclipse project was code that IBM developed and gave it to open source to start up a development platform, a development community. And this development community is growing tremendous because open source knows what they need and functionality, what they want to have for an integrated development environment. And therefore, with additional functionality now and the support for these development environments, IBM created a so-called rational portfolio, where rational portfolio is for development for the different platforms. And therefore, including the Eclipse platform or underneath Eclipse, putting on top functionality, this is taken and sold as a full integrated development environment for the different areas within IBM. And you see three areas of them. See the Eclipse underneath, and then Rational Developer, Rational Business Developer, and then Host Access Transformation Services plugin. So Rational is the quasi-standard in two areas. This is development, and now the next one is a Rational Rich Client, or the Eclipse Rich Client platform, which can be used in different areas. Major investors here are very prominent companies which are using the Eclipse Rich Client platform to support different architectures, to support operating systems, and even build applications on top of them. And one of the applications that is built on top of them from us is the Lotus Expediter, a composite desktop built Eclipse Rich Client. Open source for you, Lotus Expediter, and it enables client integration from mobile and PC clients. Okay? Symfony, Open Office. Who doesn't know Open Office? So Open Office is enriched and put back again as a Lotus Symfony, which is free available. So Open Office with that functionality, enriched with IBM functionality, made available for public as Lotus Symfony, downloadable for free. So you see here the software product portfolio. And here is a page where the software product compatibility is shown because of the different servers line, which products can be used under Linux on which server. So therefore, embracing the open source standards and technologies on the different servers and make the compatibility available. System management, that's one of the areas where we are coming very close to a point that multiple platforms need multiple system management software. With the IBM Systems Director, which is made public available, you can manage software and servers which have different architectures. So again, here is a software that takes advantage of open interfaces for the hardware and software and makes available possibilities to manage these software on the different platforms and with the different architectures. Last but not least, a Linux Technology Center is built And that's the focus where IBM invests and will bring together. Over 1,600 developers are working in Linux Technology Center to embrace and go forward with the products to include this open standards, include open product, open source technologies, and make them available of a bidirectional advantage, an advantage for the customers, but also taking advantage of the innovations that IBM has on top of open source. Therefore, for you students, which wants to get a feeling how good you are, there is a next generation of computer science program called Association for Computing Machinery, which IBM is sponsoring, and in 2012 it was in Warsaw, Poland. So the year before it was in Russia. So this is a contest where different application programmers are stimulated to use open source programming to develop, to embrace the open skills, open programming skills, to develop more competitive IT software, and therefore make their knowledge available and see how good, how they can help companies and use their global innovation in their products, in products. So, as an one of the last slides, IBM continues to work with open source and increases the Linux partner ecosystem. And those partners which are here on the Linux Day, I would encourage you to have a contact with Open Source Business Alliance and with IBM to embrace that and go forward in putting your products together for these servers, making open source, and increase the Linux partner ecosystem for the customers. The DeveloperWorks Linux Zone is one of the big zones where these partners are communicating and putting together their applications and making them known. Some links where you can go to look for this partner world, for software vendors' input, and for software that is developed with the open source mindset. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer them. Thank you.
So,
wir haben Zeit für Frage. So, noch irgendjemand, irgendwelche Fragen?
Any
Wenn
question?
Ja, bitte melden. Gut, dann danke sehr.
Willi, thank you very much for this impressive demonstration, how much IBM has embraced open source. And I think everybody has understood now why IBM is an important and a very interesting and very driving member in our Open Source Business Alliance. Normally, when we look at IBM and as a proprietary old big blue company, I think they went through a lot of changes to be where they are now. And they celebrated their 100th birthday. And if a company can celebrate a birthday of 100 years, it clearly has to be flexible to survive. And I think you have shown us they will keep flexible for the next 100 years. And I would say here they are ready to be part of an open minds economy. Thank you very much, Willie.